Abortion was always slated to be a top issue in the 2024 presidential election. But virtually no one predicted that politicians would be openly blasting those ambivalent about having children. "We are effectively run in this country by a bunch of childless cat ladies who are miserable at their own lives and the choices that they've made, and so they want to make the rest of the country miserable, too," J.D. Vance, the Republican vice presidential nominee, said in a now famous statement in 2021. "It's just a basic fact. You look at Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the entire future of the Democrats is controlled by people without children." That wasn't all on the subject from Vance. He also argued in 2021 that parents should get additional votes on their children's behalf. "People without kids should face the consequences and the reality," he said. Other conservative voices have joined in. Speaking in Vance's defense last week, Blake Masters, the former Arizona Senate candidate, said bluntly that people without children shouldn't lead in politics. "If you aren't running or can't run a household of your own, how can you relate to a constituency of families, or govern wisely with respect to future generations?" he asked. Elon Musk, the billionaire Tesla CEO, weighed in to call Harris an extinctionist because she noted some young people cite climate anxiety as a reason not to have kids. "The natural extension of her philosophy would be a de facto holocaust for all of humanity," Musk concluded. One starting place to understand where all this is coming from is pronatalism, a broad ideological movement driven by concern that the world is not producing enough children and that society should work to change that. Not all pronatalists are politically conservative, and not all conservatives are particularly pronatalist. People with different backgrounds and ideologies are concerned about what a shrinking population will mean for future generations, though the movement does include anti-abortion advocates like Vance and Masters who have been more vocal. Still other card-carrying pronatalists staunchly oppose coercing women into having children they don't want. Those worried about declining birth rates paint a scary picture of the future. As the number of babies dwindles, the number of workers will shrink, too. There will be fewer people paying taxes to support welfare systems, which will still be supporting large elderly populations. The result, they warn, will be economic stagnation and political strife, higher unemployment, more acute labor shortages, diminished investment, fewer innovations, and greater poverty.